Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
This afternoon, I'm joined by Dr. Fred Hui, who is an integrative physician from Ontario in Canada, and he has four offices. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for calling me.
Could you tell us when you first heard about LDN?
Actually, it's back in long history, probably back in 15 years ago and more. Some patient on their own research come across LDN and also brought me the book. I forgot the name of the lady that wrote it, and from England, and brought me the book, and I read through it. It's fascinating. So I end up downloaded on internet. What happened? And they have a conference at the time for New York. I had to have all the practitioners to go in and join and try to share the experience. I were intricated enough to want to go, but eventually I know that the conference can be downloaded. So I download the conference proceeding. Interesting, I was driving to a camping trip, take about 3 hours and by myself, and I tried to join people. And when I drove and I put that download the CD into the tape, when I get to my destination, when I reach the house, I stay outside the house, not going in because I want to finish it because it was so intricate and so interesting. So it makes sense. Based on that, it increased endorphins and really give that panacea of fixing so many things. And since that tape and experience and guidance, I've been very liberally using LDN for many conditions. Of course, for people lack of first of all, like MS patients, and then for fibromyalgia, autoimmune disease, and Crohn's disease. And people that have pain or are feeling down and depression, I find that when I thought of it and use it, very useful. The only limitation has been because of worry about the disturbing sleep. So sometimes I should have used it more often. Since with this interview, it reminds me that I should use it more often. If it disturbs sleep, I can easily just overcome that with giving them a little few weeks of something to sleep aid, of natural sleep sleeping aid to overcome it. So I should use it more often in people. In the area of MS, I'm not a neurologist per se, but like a general practitioner that troubleshoot people. I have my share of people who have MS. And the most memorable one was one time a friend invited me to go to a fancy dinner, and I invite them to dinner, and then the friend couple just on the same day to ask me, Fred, can I bring a neighbor of mine, and she have MS, and I want to difficult to get an appointment with you. I want to during dinner time you give her some advice. I was kind of disappointed at the mat. I say, I'm inviting you to have a nice dinner, and you end up the dinner for a party and a consultation. I really didn't, I'm not happy with it, but she bought her anyway. So during the dinner, I end up for out of the social dinner, I end up making a medical consultation over the dining room. And then she's the far away, and I said, well, if nothing else, you should use some low-dose naltrexone. So on the dinner table, I wrote a prescription and go to a compounding pharmacy to have it. And then, of course, I didn't heard anything from her. Only many months later, I got a renewal request from the pharmacy to renew the naltrexone. So I ended up calling the patient, I say, I never really formally seen you other than that time, and I should have a more detailed evaluation of you before we really give you more. But anyway, how to respond to it? He said, I always have lots of spasm since that dinner. When you give it to me, I have no more spasm for my MS. So that was a good testimonial. And then since then I continue to see her and prescribe to her. That's one memory. And then cancer patients, I use high-dose vitamin C intravenously as part of my natural treatment, but how can I not think of also using naltrexone? So as part of my regime, I tell them, he's the following adjunct on your cancer management. I always mention naltrexone. The only problem is that sometimes the narcotic doctors have get to the patient ahead of me, so I can, for those cases, I can use, if they haven't start initiate a narcotic, and I can start using LDN. I think it's responsible for some of the good success I have with cancer patients of sustaining them. I don't know which one contribute, maybe my vitamin C, or could be there, maybe the low dose naltrexone. Recently, I managed to read more about from the forum of the doctors that of the USLDN, and there's a documentary, an extensive documentary made on interviewing various doctors that use naltrexone and cancer doctors in oncology, and it reconfirm my confidence of using low-dose naltrexone. And the way I explain to people, when people ask me, what does naltrexone do? I say, well, first of all, it boosts endorphins, and endorphin is the law and order officer of the body. A patient like that explanation, because if you boost the law and order, cancer not going to manifest, and infection less likely to manifest, and you put things into a better place, and the endorphins is also the feel-good hormone. This is how I kind of, in simple terms, explain to patients why I prescribe naltrexone.
And have any of your patients noticed any side effects other than the sleep disturbance?
Other than the sleep disturbance for initially, some people just a few days. No, I haven't. No. I have one or two situation which I forgot or didn't know the patient is taking some narcotic, then I have one case of very kind of significant withdrawal symptoms when the patient had to go to emergency and slashing everybody, and the people have to hold him. He's in a 70-something years old man. He has some cancer, and I was seeing it, but the people have to hold him down and put him on tranquilizer, but nobody ever relate that it was a reaction to, they think he only have psychiatric problem out of the blue, but it's not essentially somehow, even hindsight, and because the doctor released him on tranquilizer and all that, only in hindsight that we realize I put the patient on this while they actually patient have some daily narcotic for the cancer, which I failed to remember or elicit at the time. So that's the major side effect I had. But it should be preventable if we have become more cautious and make sure the patient is not on narcotic.
So what would you say to a patient who was interested in having a prescription for LDN?
I think it is very good, safe medicine, cheap, inexpensive medicine to keep up the law and order, and therefore anybody have any bodily dysfunction should use it. I also say to the patient, I have no problem. I almost, based on all reading all this, I almost want to take it daily for the sake of anti-disease in the future.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us. And if there is anybody out there in your area of Ontario in Canada, how do they get hold of you?
My website is drhui.com, at drhui.com, drhui.com. You would have my coordinate and contact. The problem is I'm a very sought-after troubleshooter, and therefore, when I look at a patient, I'm not only going to use naltrexone, so I hope we'll not have people just call up saying, I just want naltrexone, can you prescribe to me? Number one, I always look at the body from many angles. It's not one angle. Number two, my waiting list is too long. If it's just for the sake of getting a prescription, I wouldn't be able to kind of decently supply and mail to you one prescription. But as one of the useful tools among many other tools, I found it's wonderful, and I wish more doctors can use it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you for the interview.
I'd like to introduce Dr. Paul Anderson from Washington in the United States. Thank you for joining me, Paul.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us when you first heard about LDN?
Well, my trip through knowing about LDN actually started about 20 years ago when I was doing my emergency medicine training, and we would, of course, use the cousin of naltrexone called naloxone, and doing some study in the use of that. And then it kind of fell off of my radar because I was doing primary care medicine for the first 8 years in my practice. And when I started to develop more care of patients with autoimmunity and cancer, we started to see some of the early case reports that were coming out about LDN. And I believe that was probably about 10 years ago when we started to look into it and use it with our patient base.
Mm-hmm. And what conditions or cancers have you found good results with?
You know, what we have found, of course, with advanced chronic illness and cancer is that because each human is so individual, and the way that the human body experiences the disease is so individual, we don't have any of the autoimmune or advanced inflammatory or cancers that we do not consider trying LDN with, because we've seen the entire spectrum of people, from people with multiple sclerosis, where it's made a very large difference in their treatment profile, to people with cancers such as some of the more difficult to treat, such as pancreatic cancer, and all the way to, say, lung cancer and ovarian cancer, where it's made quite a difference in their treatment profile. And so we still to this day, and when I say we, I'm a medical director of a integrated clinic that has 10 physicians, so it's a fairly large group. And we consider LDN on the front end of treatment with both cancers and chronic illness for every type. And then what we do then is we see where it fits into their treatment protocol, and we see if the addition does indeed either add to quality of life or decrease in markers, or, you know, any medical marker that we can look at.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of results have you seen?
Well, much like other therapies, they're very individualized. We have one, we actually have a few cases where the only change that we made in a treatment program was the addition of LDN. And in both the autoimmune side, meaning things like multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis, that type of a disease, and then also in the cancer side, where the one addition of the LDN to the rest of the treatment protocol either decreased their inflammatory markers, decreased their pain, decreased, you know, other quality of life measures, or in a couple of cases, the one addition of LDN was the only thing the person could do, was able to drop the tumor markers down to normal levels, and the person is actually still alive. So it's highly variable as far as where it fits into the person's treatment program. But generally speaking, LDN is, we use many, many integrative and standard types therapies with both groups of patients. And LDN is one of the things that we have the least amount of any negative effect from. It's one of the medications I feel the best about telling the patient that they should try, because we just have almost no negative side effects from it. And very often it fits into treating the patient in a much better manner.
That's really handy to know, because we have people constantly, well, on a daily basis, asking for LDN prescribing doctors. So we'll have to make sure that we've got you on our list to refer people to you. Do you operate from just Washington?
Well, our clinic is based in the state of Washington, and part of what our medical center does is we participate in various human trials, research projects with patients that are centered around patients with cancer and or chronic autoimmune disease. So in some cases, we will have patients who come to see us to get started as part of a research project and then go back to their home state, and they're co-managed with the doctor in their home state. So we do have some patients who aren't in Washington, but the majority are from Washington.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And all patients, if they wanted to come and see you, do you do telephone consultations or just face-to-face?
We do have the ability to do phone or Skype consultations with patients, and the only caveat to any of those are that we have a partner physician in their home state or country, wherever they're at. And we do that quite a bit because of our involvement in research. We may be the only avenue for a patient to get a particular therapy, and then we can guide the home physician in the maintenance of the therapy. We do that with LDN quite a bit, actually, because a lot of physicians, as you know, aren't familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would say that in our two groups of patients, being cancer and chronic illness, in the cancer patient, there's so many variables that come up that it's a little harder to talk definitively about LDN and cancer, except to say that in 20 years of working with integrative oncology, I find LDN to be one of my most useful and safest things to add in. When it comes to the autoimmune side of our practice, such as patients with rheumatic problems, rheumatoid arthritis, even pediatric patients with rheumatoid disease, MS, etc., we find that LDN fits very well into their treatment protocols, and it's very rare that it does not improve either the outcome of the case or the quality of the person's life. We have actually had patients, pediatric rheumatoid arthritis patients, who we co-manage with pediatric rheumatologist, and we have been able to, which is a very difficult disease, pediatric rheumatoid disease, very difficult, and we've been able to, by incorporating LDN into treatment programs with younger people, get them onto less or completely off of some of the other chemotherapy agents that they were on, and actually have them have stable improved disease, not stable disease. Mm-hmm. So we find it just incredibly useful and an incredibly safe therapy.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.